This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Dark side on this cold, snowy Tuesday morning, about 10, 15 degrees. You know what I always like? The weathermen. These guys are a bunch of idiots. They forecast the weather. They've got all the computers. When things are screwed up and the forecast is wrong, you never, ever, ever hear from them. But let the forecast be right, and man, you'll hear 3 or 4 days. I told you it was going to be stormy, or I told you it was going to be rainy, or I told you this or that. But never, ever, ever, when they get things wrong, they just keep going about their business. And you know what really bothers me, too? You turn on Channel 2, there's news on, or there's sports on. You turn on Channel 5, you turn on Channel 4, and the same subject that's on one of the stations is on the other stations. And it appears every time there are commercials, if you flip the stations, there's commercials on all of the stations. So, being in the media business, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I would assume these guys have to get together and say, hey, let's have all the sports at one time, let's have all the news at one time, let's have all the weather at one time, so people won't flip back and forth. And I guarantee you there's a little conspiracy there, and you people think about it. And after you think about it, tonight or tomorrow night or any time, when you're watching the local news at night, flip from one station to the other when one of the subjects are on, either the news, the sports, the weather, and you'll get the same on all three stations. And again, usually, if there's advertising, you'll get the advertising on all three of the stations at the same time. Hey, we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Whatever's on your mind today, as long as it's something worth talking about, you can give me a call, because I feel like talking and maybe arguing with somebody. And as always, lines are always open for the niggers. I still want the niggers. Not the proud blacks, they're too busy working. I want you niggers, if you're up yet, after last night of raping, robbing, stealing, carjacking, killing, selling dope, if you're up, give me a call. I'd like to speak with one of you idiots. I would sincerely like to speak with one of you idiots. Before we get going on anything, this is the most important thing I can tell you today, or any day. Remember all of your pets. Remember all these animals. Don't let them get out in the cold. And if you see some animals that aren't your pets, they're out there in the cold, throw them something to eat, will you? You know, it's cold, it's snowy. I mean, these poor creatures are going to probably freeze to death, but let's don't let them starve to death. You know, if you see something out there, throw it something. There's something you're going to throw in the trash that they could eat. Now, I'm not an advocate of feeding a lot of stray animals that may hurt your animals, but damn, you know, when it's this cold, just think about it. This may be their last meal. The meal that you give them may be their last meal. And if it is, think about it. You can feel good about yourself that the poor son of a bitch, before he died, got one last meal. These ass-wiped bastard son of a bitches on death row, they get one last meal. And I still think to myself every time I read about the last meal, what they had. Number one, I don't give a damn what they had. They didn't give a damn what the person they killed had before he died or she died, did they? They didn't say, hey, I'm going to make it comfortable when I kill you. Like, they want to be comfortable. Hey, I don't like the bed I'm going to be laying on. That needle's too big. It could hurt me. Put that injection in, that lethal injection. That could give me a headache. You people read all this crap, but we let it go. We continue to let it go. But anyway, let's always remember all of our pets, whether it's 150 degrees or it's minus 20 degrees. They're like children. They can't feed themselves. They can't take care of themselves, especially in this cold weather. They can't eat and drink without our help. So keep them warm. Any of you people that have outside animals, bring them inside, will you? I mean, you can bring them outside when it gets a little bit warmer, but damn, when you walk out in the cold, and I know they have fur, and I know they're wild animals, but they still have feelings, and you know it gets cold. So think about our animals. If you do nothing else today, think about our animals. Yesterday was Veterans Day. Schools were open. Courthouses were open. The stock market was open. Not Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King Day, I'll be damned. When it's Martin Luther King Day, they better not have any government buildings open. They better not be any schools open. They better not have the stock market open. Think about it, people. I'm not a racist, but it's the point I'm trying to make. Martin Luther King, he trumps all, I mean every one of our proud military veterans, past, present, and future. He trumps them. Man, everything's got to be closed Martin Luther King Day. I bet you there wasn't one school open on Martin Luther King Day. Bet you not one. Bet you the stock market wasn't open. I'll bet you the banks weren't open. I'll bet you there was a lot of crap that wasn't open because of Martin Luther King Day. But yesterday, even in the snow, even with the weather so bad, they had schools that were open. The stock market was open. Many, many, many government offices were opened. On Veterans Day, not Martin Luther King, not Martin Luther King's Day. What a total, and I say, and I don't know if you people thought about it, what a total disrespect, a total disrespect to our country, but even more so, total disrespect to all of our proud, brave military heroes that have fought and some died to keep us safe, to keep us free. And we're gonna have schools open on Veterans Day. We're going to have the stock market open on Veterans Day. We're going to have many, many government agencies and courthouses open on Veterans Day, but not Martin Luther King's Day. And see, nobody else will bring that up. You won't hear that on Channel 452, KMOX, KSTR. You won't hear that on any radio station other than here, because we're the only one. Maybe we don't speak the truth in a proper manner, but we do speak the truth. And think about it, all of our veterans. Now, there was veteran parades, a few, because it was cold, it was nasty. I don't know why it couldn't have been nice yesterday and nasty on Sunday. It was so nice on Sunday, and then Veterans Day, it's cold and nasty. But even at that, people got out for the few parades they had, for all the ceremonies they had. But think about it. Nothing would have been open if it had been Martin Luther King's Day. And I drove down the street and I saw the schools open. I heard on the news about where the stock market was going. So it was open. Government offices were open. Nobody thought twice about that, did they? That should be a holiday and everything should be shut down in honor of all of our proud military heroes. But see, proud military heroes take second seat. They take second seat to racial issues. They take second seat to everything except on Veterans Day. And now Veterans Day, they take second seat also. And it just pisses me off when I see this crap happen. And even more than it pisses me off when I see this crap happen, I don't hear anybody bitching about it other than me. I don't hear anybody saying anything about it other than me. But I hope now that I brought it to your attention. Check yesterday if schools weren't open. Some of them closed early because of the bad weather, but they were open. Check that the government offices weren't open. Check that the stock market wasn't open on Veterans Day. Check all that out and let me know if I'm wrong. I could be wrong. I doubt that I am. But I know they don't take Veterans Day as serious as they take Martin Luther King's Day. And a lot of people won't take that day serious because they're afraid not to. They're afraid not to take Martin Luther King Day serious. Do you think a lot of white people give a damn about Martin Luther King? Do you think a lot of black people give a damn about Martin Luther King? He'd just been another racist bastard like Jesse Jackson, like Al Sharpton, like all of them, if he hadn't have died at a younger age. That's what made him a martyr. He was no different than anybody else. He fought for what he thought was right. He fought for civil rights. Was he the only black man who fought for civil rights? I bet you there's thousands of them. But they didn't die in their line of their duty. They didn't die in the line of their duty. So they don't get the accolades. They don't get the honors that Martin Luther King has. You remember Martin Luther King? We all remember Martin Luther King, all the girlfriends he had. But we don't want to think about that. We don't want to think about the bad parts for these blacks, because then you're a racist. If you're white, you can bring up all the bad points, but don't bring it up if it's a black man. So just remember that, people, and think about it. The disrespect that was given to all of our veterans yesterday. Yes, it was Veterans Day, and yes, there were celebrations, but yes, it was like just another day with the stock market open, with the schools open, with everything else open. No respect for our veterans, but I guarantee you, you'll respect these veterans whenever there's a war, whenever there's a conflict, a foreign conflict. We'll respect our veterans. Let's respect them today and every day. And let's don't let something like Martin Luther King or even a white hero trump all of our proud, brave military heroes. And let's give them the respect, the admiration, and the honor that they all, I say that they all deserve. I see in Colorado, now, you know, women, and nothing against women, I love women. I don't know if they care much for me, but that's for another day. There's a Colorado woman that went topless. She was cutting her, I'm sorry, they were playing a frisbee in their front yard, and it was very, very hot. This gal's 20 years old, and I'm sure she's a hottie. She was a student, because if she wasn't a hottie, she wouldn't have done it. She says she was playing frisbee with her fiancé in the front yard, and it got so hot, he took his shirt off. So she got overheated, and she took her shirt off. Several hours later, a upset neighbor, it was probably some lady who looked like crap whose boobies were hanging down to her knees and didn't want to see a pretty sight, she called the police. And when the officers arrived, this lady that went topless tried to explain that she can go topless anywhere a man can go topless, but the officer dismissed her pleas, issued her a summons for a decent exposure. She won the case, and it was all over. She got $50,000 settlement. Now, and I ask, on a very, very serious note, what's the difference? If it's going to be fairness, I mean fairness for everyone, what's the difference between a woman taking her top off and a man taking their top off? You're going to see breast. You're going to see areolas. You're going to see, I can't say it on the air, it starts with an N. You're going to see those on men and women. So I ask, why would they want to arrest a woman and give her less treatment, less respect than they'd give a man? You guys have seen men out there, men in shorts, and they've got their shirts off and they're cutting the grass or they're working in their yards or they're doing something. Nobody would think second about that. But let a woman take her top off and damn, everybody gets crazy. In this world of ours, with all the serious crap going on, they're going to tie up a police car. They're going to tie up a couple officers because this lady was hot playing Frisbee. And you know, it gets hot playing Frisbee. Took her top off. She gets arrested. She gets humiliated for the same thing that a man did. Of course, again, she went to court. The case was dismissed. And she was awarded $50,000. $50,000 of taxpayers' money. That's the only bad part about it. She probably deserved more. But to get humiliated because she did the same thing her boyfriend did, she wasn't trying to sexually arouse anybody. She was in her yard. She just got hot and took her top off. People went crazy. Now, if there's a shooting down the street, people go a little crazy, but I don't think they'd go quite that crazy. But isn't it unbelievable? Everybody wants fair and equal treatment, but see, we're not getting fair and equal treatment anywhere, whether it's men or women, black or white. There's always going to be a problem, but these problems need to be addressed. And this lady from Colorado, she addressed it properly. She got pissed, she had the case dismissed, and she got a $50,000 settlement. And that shows the Colorado police, if a gal's got her top off, let her go. You know what amazes me? They're going to arrest this gal for a top off, but in San Francisco, they're letting everybody do what the hell they want to do. In San Francisco, the new DA, the new district attorney, and the bad thing about him, his parents were in a criminal underground movement back in the day. His parents were members of the Weather Underground. They were in the radical left-wing group Weather Underground, and they were incarcerated because of an armed robbery that left three men dead. This was the father and the mother of the new district attorney for San Francisco. And that's white bastard, and I'll give you his name real quick, it won't make any difference, or if I can find it, Bowden is his name. He's saying now he will not arrest people in San Francisco for camping on the public thoroughfare, for public urination, for blocking the street, for living on the street, for defecating in the street, for offering or soliciting sex. There will not be any prosecutions in San Francisco. But they're going to arrest this gal because she took her top off because she was so hot. But that's these liberal ass white bastards in San Francisco. And people, these liberal son of a bitches, and I don't say this as a political statement, I say this as a statement of reality. These liberal bastards in all these cities throughout the United States, when they're going to let people urinate in the public, defecate in the public, have prostitution, and which I think's no big deal. If you're going to legalize gambling all over this country, if you're going to legalize marijuana and drugs all over this country, why not legalize prostitution? I don't see where it could be any worse. Go ahead, Scott. Scott's gone. I guess he didn't want to hear me talk. But if you're going to legalize everything else, legalize prostitution. Let me tell you what will happen down the road, and it won't be long. They're going to need the money because they're going to take this marijuana money. They're going to take all this gambling money. And I still ask, where's all this money coming from to put up all these new gambling dens, all these new casinos, online betting, sports betting? And I see nothing wrong with it. If you want to do it, it's your money, it's your business. But I ask, where's all this money coming from? Where's all these billions of dollars? And it ends up being billions at the end of the year, the end of the century. Where is all this extra money coming from? I guess people aren't buying furniture as often. I bet they're not going out to the stores to buy as much groceries. I bet you they're not going to the restaurants. I bet you their entertainment factor is down 50%. This money's coming from somewhere. It's hurting our whole economy. And again, I have nothing against gambling. But they might as well legalize everything if there's going to be money involved. That's what these politicians care about. But for this San Francisco's new district attorney, he's talking about qualities of life crimes. he'll be no part of it. So you can go out there and you can prostitute, you can urinate and defecate in the streets, you can do whatever the hell you want to do in San Francisco, because that's how liberal these no good son of a bitches are. You know, we all always talk racial issues, we always talk political issues. I still want to know, headlines in one of the newspaper rags, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, they compete for support from, now get this, from support of black female voters. How racist is that? I never hear anybody say, oh, we want the support of white female or white male voters. You can't say that, because then you're automatically labeled a racist, a white supremacist. And you people know that. And you white people better get off your asses. Get off your asses and be proud of who you are. But it says that Kamala Harris, she needed to boost this month when the California senator picked up the endorsement from Higher Heights, the country's largest political organization aimed at electing black women. How racist? How racist is that statement? They have a group together and their sole purpose is aimed at electing black women. I don't understand that. I don't understand why somebody won't say and can't say that's not racist. And it says in the article, they both courted black women almost since the beginning of their campaigns. How racist is that? Black women, don't say white women, says black women. And of course, Harris, Kamala Harris, she's a bona fide graduate of the historically black Howard University and a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha, the nation's oldest black sorority. Where the hell can these son of a bitches, and I mean niggers, not the proud blacks, but where can these niggers separate themselves any and every time they want to separate themselves? We don't call them racist. I do, because if we're racist for trying to separate ourselves on different occasions, then these bastards are racist when they try to separate themselves. They're worried about the black vote. She's a graduate of a historically black Howard University. She's a member of the historically oldest black sorority. Unbelievable. And it says many young black women are especially excited about her candidacy. Why? You know why. She's not that educated. She was a little slut on the West Coast. They're all excited because of the color of her skin. That's kind of racist, isn't it? Nobody other than I will say that, but you know that's racist. But they're all talking about they want the support of the black women. And then a group here says, and don't forget the 2017 women's marching, sucking a lollipop, this lady, and holding a sign that read, don't forget, this is a nigger with a sign, don't forget white women voted for Trump. And I'm sure there were black women that voted for Trump, but I don't hear anybody making this with racial overtones other than me. And I'm totally correct, and you people know that. You know that I am totally correct. They want to make themselves ostracized from the white community when it benefits them. When it benefits them, screw the whites. You know, the whites this, the whites that. But when it benefits them, then they want to be part of the white community. Isn't it something that they can pick and choose when they want to be racist? And nobody says a damn thing. Nobody says a damn thing, but they can pick and choose. Don't let a white person pick and choose. You're a racist. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I just want to comment on this DA in San Francisco. I lived out there for a while, not in San Francisco, but a little, you know, about 30 miles east. And I would drive in there and meet a buddy of mine who lives out there, and we'd go into San Francisco and have lunch, whatever. But this guy, you know, his two parents were criminals. They're domestic terrorists back in the day. Do you know who raised him? Did you get an idea who raised this guy after his parents were incarcerated?
No.
Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. And, you know, of course, Bill Ayers was Obama's mentor, so you know where that's headed.
Right, right.
And this guy's a bum. I've been kind of watching it, you know, because of being out there and just seeing what's happening. And this guy is a bum. He's a total bum. There's absolutely no law and order that's going to be going on out there. Nothing. And I'm wondering what's going to happen when some homeless, illegal, or nigger cracks open one of the San Francisco Giants Mercedes in the parking lot or wherever. What are they going to do then?
You know, Dennis, you talk about San Francisco, and I've never been out there, but I'm sure there's a lot of bums, a lot of blacks. What do you think for my premise that when a nigger, not a proud black person, when a nigger wants to separate themselves and saying, hey, we want the black vote, we went to a black college, we were in this black sorority or fraternity, why does nobody call them racist for separating themselves from the white community when they want to, but when they want to be with the whites, and maybe the whites don't want them for, not because of the color of their skin, they may just not like them. Everything becomes racist. When, and I ask you rhetorically, Dennis, because you don't know and I don't know, but when would you think that white people are eventually going to stand up and say, I want equal treatment. I don't want to take away from the black community, but I'm tired of the black community criticizing me for being white. I'm tired of the black community calling me a white supremacist because I was fortunate enough to be born white. When do you think that time's ever going to come?
Well, number one, these people are white cowards. They're cowards to the bone, of which they have no backbone, and they're not going to stand up until they retire because, you know, like me, I couldn't say that stuff at work. I could, me and my buddies, we could say it, you know, back in a corner or you know, at the end of the day or whatever. But they're scared because some school board member or some idiot liberal teacher is going to rat on you.
Yeah.
And they're going to accuse you, and of course you have no due process, and they're going to get rid of you.
Yeah,
and,
Dennis, what if it's black, talking about Black Lives Matter? I guarantee you, they're not over there cowered in a corner. They're saying, hey, Black Lives Matter, and if you don't like it, we'll demonstrate, we'll tear down, we'll tear up, we'll burn down. How come the niggers get treated different and better than we do, the white people, when it comes to race issues?
Because they got the loudest mouths and they got time to do it because they ain't working.
Hey, I tell you what, I couldn't have beat that statement. Dennis, hey, thank you very much for the call, buddy. Appreciate you taking the time to call. But it's amazing, people, that we sit back. I don't anymore because I don't give a damn. But we sit back and we let this crap go. And we continue to say as a white community, oh, let it go. It'll stop. It'll get better. It won't get any worse. And that's a damn lie. Because it gets worse all the time, and it's not going to get better until we not hurt these niggers, but let these niggers know that their time's up, that we're going to demand and we're going to get equal treatment like they've been fighting for all these years. Because if not, and I don't advocate any violence, but if not, it's probably, I say probably, not going to be a pretty sight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud, you hear me, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. Oh, well, I'm gonna take it. And
Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. As always, people, you read something in the paper, you hear something on TV or radio, 2 or 3 days it's forgot about. See, I don't forget. I don't forget. That's why they're pissed at me, because I continue to agonize them. I continue to bring up crap, illegal political crap, day in and day out. And they don't like that. Never had that much before. A day or two in the paper and that's it. You know, we talk about Belleville, this asswipe Maximus Vaginas. They bought the property, the downtown cleanup site, for $260,000 with your hardworking taxpayers' money. Now, they don't know what they're going to do with it, but they'll have control of it to make it nice, like the crap they haven't made nice in Belleville all these years. Remember when they bought the piece of property down at 89th and State Street? It was actually East St. Louis. They paid to knock the building down. They paid about $150,000 for it. Now grass is growing on it right there at 89th and State, but they had to buy that with your taxpayers' money, didn't they? They had to buy the park over there on by Belleville Crossings. You know the park that the gentleman, I believe it was Mr. Calhoun, Bob Calhoun, probably a nice guy, trying to make a profit, bought it for $100,000. It was a swampland for the Anglers Club. Sold it to Belleville, the city of Belleville, you hardworking taxpayers, sold it for $1 million. Then they had to go in and redevelop it, and there's hardly ever anybody there. But the city did it. They don't want to remind you they did it. They don't want to remind you of the Hoff Brew House. You people remember the Hoff Brew House. You can drive by now. There's not 15, 20, 30 cars there. They had a Jack Flash convenience store coming up in the spring of 2019, which is way gone, but the sign's no longer up. They're hiring help. They tell me that the Keller Group was managing the Shrine restaurant, but they got thrown out. This is from pretty reliable sources. But I want to ask you, Mayor Maximus Vaginas, the big pussy boy, the little boy bitch, Mark Eckert. You were touting the Hoff Brew House. You were touting all the restaurants. Think about it once again, people, because I'll bring it up time and time again. $38 million. I'm sorry, probably $32 million. In tax incentives, they put $2 or $3 million in infrastructure for the gas lines, the streets, so those businesses could go in there. All the profitable businesses, remember that? What happened to these profitable businesses? What happened to the 3 or 4 5-star hotels that Maximus Vaginas, the much failed mayor of Belleville, Illinois, told you good people? Well, I can't tell you right now, it's a secret. What do you mean it's a secret? If there's a big 4 or 5-star hotel coming to town, why should it be a secret? Everybody should know. Everybody should have been touting it. Nobody touted anything. The Keller Group, they're going to have this. They're going to have that. I don't look for that place to be open in another 6 months, and I don't wish those people bad because I'd like to see every business succeed, but it's not going to. And to give away, potentially give away over $32 million in tax incentives when Eckert, the mayor, the failed mayor of Belleville, didn't have their financials, you would think that the mayor would have said, hey, what are these restaurants and what are these hotels and these soccer parks? Let me see the financials. Let me see the businesses that are coming to town before we waste $2 or $3 million in infrastructure, before we give you over $32 million in tax incentives. Show me the financials. Show me the commitment for these soccer parks, for these hotels, for anything else coming to that area. Show me the commitment. He asked for no kind of commitments, asked for no kind of financials, asked for no kind of anything, people. He didn't know what the hotels were because I don't believe the Keller Group knew what the hotels were, because there wasn't ever going to be a 4 or 5-star hotel, because if that was ever, ever, ever a good area, a 4 or 5-star hotel would have already been there. But we sit back, just like everybody else, just like the rest of these politicians, we let them lie to us time and time and time again. And what happens? Nothing. They put their name on the ballot every 2 and 4 years. What happens? They get reelected. Isn't it amazing, people? Don't you think it's about time that you take a little bit of time out and start researching these candidates, start finding out for yourself? Don't worry about, oh, I'm going to vote for him. I don't need to research because he's got a D behind his name or an R behind his name. That's bull crap. Vote for the person who's going to be best for you, your community, your family, future generations. To hell with playing politics. I'm tired of playing politics. I've been around politics 50 years. And other than, I guess, crime, organized crime, there's nothing worse. And you good people know that. A lot of good people tried to get in politics. Some of them succeeded. But as soon as they got in, they got out. They didn't want no part of this crap. And I don't blame them. I've been on both sides. I've been on the good side, which is the side I'm on now. And I've been on the bad side, which is a political side. And I've seen things that people could go to jail for. But they don't go to jail because they're hooked up with the rest of the politicians. They're hooked up with the Madigans. They're hooked up with the governor in Springfield, whoever the Democratic governor has been in the past. They don't worry about going to jail. The worst thing happened, they get slapped on the hand and, oh, you have to reimburse that money. It was an audit error. It was just a bad management. Now, nothing criminal. How many times have you people heard that? But if it was somebody in your family, they'd be under the jail. You'd be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars for legal fees to try to keep them out. But think about it, people. All the things these politicians have promised you, and hardly anything has come about. But when you ask them, we try to call Eckert's office. We try to call the big faggot Kern's office. We quit calling because it's a waste of time. They're not going to answer to me, and they're not going to answer to you. They don't feel like they have to answer to anybody. I just hope this next election, you people understand how bad it's been and how bad it will continue to get, and even worse, if you don't take time and understand the electoral process, if you don't take time and research these candidates, it's not going to be good for any of us. We're going to take a break momentarily. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about my old buddy, Senator Foghorn, I say Buckwheat Claiborne, a true racist nigger, a true nigger who was a politician for all these years. And what an asswipe bastard he is to take his political money. He took trips to Europe, took a little lady gal, I believe, to Europe with him on his campaign expenses. Now, how the hell can a guy get away with that and not pay taxes on it? Only in Illinois, people. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about this marijuana law right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. You know, these politicians, we give them money after money after money. I give the niggers down in East St. Louis, when I ran, a couple hundred thousand dollars. They were taking money from both sides. And I say niggers because that's what they were. They lied. They promised on their mama. Promise on your mama my ass. But anyway, Claiborne, the senator, Foghorn, I say, Buckwheat Claiborne, this ass white bastard, he's an attorney, and he was the state senator for many, many years. When he retired, because he knew he couldn't get reelected, when he retired, he took his money and gave himself a salary. Isn't that unbelievable, people? Took the money that you donated for him to run for election so he could screw everybody in Springfield. He took that money and gave himself a salary. Now, he's got $50,000, $60,000 a year pension coming from you good people. And you good people in Illinois, you want to know why these pensions are so bad in Illinois. Here's an asswipe bastard who is also a full-time attorney, a part-time state senator, and he gets $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year for the rest of his life that we the hardworking taxpayers of the state of Illinois, are paying for. But to add insult to injury, this no-good son of a bitch, instead of donating it to a good cause, no, he's going to take the money and pay himself. And what was really in the article that I read, all the money, he did it on the last day, because it says the next day the law went into effect and that any money left in the campaign account that they closed would have to be donated, couldn't be taken by the candidate, couldn't be taken by the politician. But old asswipe, no count, good for nothing, James Claiborne, this son of a bitch is going to take a salary out. Now, he's no longer in politics. He's made enough money. But isn't it amazing, people? Isn't it amazing? Claiborne spent over $5,000 on a retirement party, and he paid himself over $42,000 the day before the new law came into effect. So that shows you. That shows you how slick this no-count, good-for-nothing bastard is. But it's your money, people. It wasn't his money. It was not any of his money. But he's going to take it, and he's going to spend it. Now, the other politicians, a lot of other people that have retired, Bill Haynes from Madison County, a lot of the other politicians donated their campaign money to worthy causes. Not Senator Foghorn. I say Buckwheat Claiborne, no good racist nigger bastard. And that's all I've got to say good about him. I can't really say what I'd like to say bad about him on the air. We had a caller who didn't want to get on the air because he's an asswipe idiot. Asswipe idiot called. Hey, an asswipe, you ought to clean that crap out of your ignorant ears. He tells my board operator, well, you told him there was schools closed. What did I say, you stupid idiot? I said there were many, many schools that were open. That means there were some that were closed. I didn't say all schools were open, you asswipe idiot. I watched the news and I saw him say, this school's getting out early. This school's getting out early. Heard that 1,000 times, but there was school. And except for the bad weather, they wouldn't have got out early, but this asswipe, ignorant, stupid son of a bitch is gonna call to me. Oh, there was schools that were closed, sure. But there were many, many, many schools that were open, you asswipe bastard. Hey, give me a call. Give me an address. I'll send you some money so you can clean out those ignorant ears of you, you stupid bastard. Pisses me off when people try to tell you things that you didn't say. But anyway, hey, we'll take it. We'll take it for what it is. As always, people, running out of time, it's time to go. Again, you won't hear this anywhere else. And if you don't like it, don't listen. I don't give a damn. But you're going to hear the truth. You're not going to hear any politically correct crap, because I'm politically insane. But we're going to continue as long as we can. I know the big boys in the government, they want me off the air because, see, when I expose other people, they're afraid I'll expose them. And if we get time to get to them, guarantee you we will expose everybody. But in the meantime, let's meet here every day. Let's meet in the bars, the restaurants, the coffee shops. Discuss it with your friends, your family. Research the best candidate. Election, a very, very important elections all throughout this country coming up in 2020. Let's research and let's expose and continue to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And as always, at the end of the day, let's destroy them. Destroy them once and for all. They're like a big monster you have to destroy. Remember when we're younger, the big monster on television? At the end of the show, he always was destroyed. So let's destroy these bastard political parasitical perverted punks once and for all. Never, never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here. On the dark side.
all the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.